everybody. This is Deborah from MyMindMyBody.net, and I want to share with you a book that I picked up at the library. It's called Help Your Teenager Beat an Eating Disorder. And I chose this book because I'm hoping to include some of the technical aspects of eating disorders in my own book that I'm hoping to publish about my experiences with an eating disorder. So I picked up the book, I flipped through it, and there was a part that made me pause a little bit. It's about the medical complications for anorexia and bulimia. And for anorexia, females can lose their period, they can have hypothermia, low blood pressure, decreased heart rate, flaky skin, brittle hair, hormone changes, it can affect bone marrow, gastrointestinal issues come up. Bulimia, very similar, but in addition to that, there are issues with kidneys, with low potassium, seizures, cardiac arrhythmias, tooth enamel loss. That's all very scary stuff. So when I read that, I thought back to when I started to get help. I realized that I had to do something. I was in denial about the eating disorder part, but I knew something was wrong. So I started to see a therapist. It was really hard for me to see a therapist, though. I felt like it was something to be ashamed of, like I should be able to do this on my own, to feel better on my own, but I couldn't. I needed some professional support. So the therapist that I tried out at first sat me down, listened to my background, asked about my eating history, my dieting history, and towards the end, she stopped me and said to me, "I know you don't want to go to the hospital, but the next step is going to the hospital." And that blew me away. I thought, there's no way I'm going to the hospital. I'm not that bad. I'm just dieting really hard. I don't have an eating disorder, let alone to the point where I have to go to the hospital. That's what my brain was saying, but I was in tears when she was telling me that. So part of me knew that was true. And when I read this book and the part about the medical complications, I realized just how close I was to getting to the point where I had to be in a hospital to get better. And I'm really glad that I found support when I did, because I don't want to be in the hospital for any reason, let alone for an eating disorder. And I'm hoping that this little message here goes out to people who may be on the brink of going to the hospital or just have an eating disorder in general, or to people who know others in their lives who may have an eating disorder. Because I'm hoping my words will encourage you to go get support, or to encourage people you know to get support, so that way they don't have to go through the eating disorder issues and all the complications. And it's really hard, and I'm hoping that people will get support when they need it. So thank you for listening. Again, this is Deborah from MyMindMyBody.net saying take care. Bye.